Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Went down to Timber Alley. See what was going on.
Oh, Stevie Ray brings us back the late, great SRV. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz. CEI.org is his company. Competitive Enterprise Institute is his organization, I should say, CEI.org. He's VP for Policy and Technology Studies over there, author of Copy Fights, and also the 10,000 Commandments, the outstanding report he does every year on how bad the dark matter regulations are that suck money out of our businesses surreptitiously and at times when we don't see it going because we're just filling out paperwork and it ultimately costs us money. But there's some other things going on right now, Wayne. I want to ask you about. This is not hidden stuff. This is not dark matter. This is right up front stuff, and that's the new threshold. The new overtime exemption threshold that the Department of Labor has imposed. They announced it, they reported it, they took comments back earlier in the year, but as of December 1, they're going to virtually double the exemption threshold. Folks, what that means is, and if you read my column this week, you know about this. This means that whatever, if you had anybody above 23,466, I forgot what the exact number is, anybody above that on salary, that their salary was above that, you didn't have to pay them overtime. Well, overnight, as of December 1 this year, that number is going to double. So if you were paying them $36,000 a year, and you don't give them a raise to $47,000, then you got to pay them for overtime. Now, Wayne, as I wrote, I think 23,000 is too low to require somebody to work overtime and not get paid.
Sure.
But when you double it overnight, you put millions of small businesses into a bind. This is not dark matter regulation, Wayne. This is in-your-face muzzle blast regulation.
This was above board, went through notice and comment, but they ignore the protest anyway.
Yeah. But where did it come from? I guess they have the right to do this. They have the legal standing to do this. The DOL.
Well, there's always debate about statutory interpretation and how much power Congress delegated to
who
the
who came up with that number. That's
they,
my point.
Whether they
who came up with that number?
Oh, sure. They come
who gave
up
them
with
the right to come up with that number? That's politics.
Where they come up with
that's ideology. I'm sorry, Wayne. I'm so upset about
this. The agencies will come up with numbers out of the blue and do it. And what you just described, and see the increases in cost this creates for business and what it does for the trajectory of entrepreneurship is pretty significant. Just real quick line here. There was a British businessman who was talking about French employment regulations. And what he said was, when I'm 100% utterly and completely certain that it's an absolute necessity, that is an absolute certainty that I need to recruit a new employee, I go to bed, sleep well, and hope the feeling is gone
away
by morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is almost as if the federal government wants employers to stop hiring
That's
people.
Right. That's exactly right.
Almost as if they want to get
this
people.
Is what I call the anti-business policies. This is a perfect, folks, you've heard me use that term before. For 7-8 years now, I've talked about the anti-business policies coming out of Washington. This is the poster child after Obamacare. See, I'm calling the new overtime exemption level, the raise to $47,000 a year. I'm calling this move the little brother of Obamacare.
Well, that's what it becomes, and it creates all of these bad effects that the regulators simply will not take into account. I mean, they don't even take into account that minimum wage creates unemployment. It's this whole water runs uphill mentality of thinking they can believe these things will have good effects, but they don't. But you'd mentioned several things about what this does in terms of getting employees' hours cut, and Obamacare did the same thing. Remember, if you've got to pay the Obamacare subsidy for full-time employees, you just cut back on hours,
yep,
so that you don't have to do it. And the same thing happens here. And you'd mentioned some interesting things, too. Just what really struck me, too, was just the whole notion of the effect on morale of people.
Oh, yeah.
It was important for people to become...
A lot of people are on salary today and will be taken off salary between now and December 1st.
When you become a salaried employee and you're a young person starting out and you've got a family, that's a huge deal to you.
That's a promotion.
Now,
it usually comes with a promotion.
Exactly, but now what the effect of this rule is, and they have to know that this is the effect,
yeah.
But the effect of it is they cut people's hours or what would have been a high-level management position.
Yep.
As you mentioned, they just hand those duties off to lower-level
part-time employees. Well, they could still be the manager. They just take them off salary.
You bet. So
yeah.
It's a real rough thing.
A bunch of people are going to lose their jobs over this.
Exactly.
I believe.
Well, a lot of these regulations tend to do just that. They end
absolutely.
Up creating
absolutely.
Unemployment and have the opposite effect.
And I'll tell you what, folks, this is... based on the polls, we're going to have 4 more years of this. Hey, Wayne, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Jim, it's terrific to talk to you as ever.
Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. They're good stuff. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.